There is a treasure in heaven, according to Matthew and Psalms. Who taught you to pray? Jesus asked by his disciples to teach them how to pray. Did you witness your parents or grandparents praying? If you did, it may be difficult to understand that someone could not know how to pray. If you ever attended worship, you have a pretty good idea how worship works. And if you are okay with being in worship, again, you could find it difficult to think others might misunderstand worship. The ones who do not know or misunderstand worship or how to pray may find themselves avoiding both. For some, they may even find themselves criticizing believers that worship and pray. They may call those who worship or pray hypocrites. Jesus teaches us how and when to fast and how to pray so that we will not mislead others or cause them to stumble. I want you, for just a moment, to think about the prayer Jesus teaches his disciples. Remember how it begins? Our Father. Not my Father, but our Father. Each petition of the prayer begins with the plural, our, or us. This is a community prayer based on relationships, relationships between the prayers and the Father. Even when we pray alone, we say, our Father. What is important for Jesus is relationship. The instruction Jesus gives leading up to and after this prayer guides us away from a self-centered focus and points us back to God and toward our neighbor. We may know that prayer. Do we know how to pray? Jesus assures us God is in charge by leading us away from the trap set by evil we call our egos or pride. Jesus warns us about fasting in public just so others will see us and think, what a good religious person we are. Why do we pray? The conversation we have in prayer is with God, for God's ears only. Get to the point in prayer and do not use flowery words that are meant to bolster our own ego or position. Jesus tells us to pray in secret, and he will give us his reward. Matthew also talks about fasting and the treasures. Fasting is not supposed to be known or seen by anyone, but God and ourselves. What are the treasures, and what are we storing up on earth? Will our treasures rust, or can someone steal them from us? What about money? As we live a life in Christ, how do we spend our money, remembering it as a gift from God? Is God part of the process when you spend your money? How does God enter in your decision-making? Remember, if you earned it, it is because God allowed you the ability and talent and the occupation to earn it. Food and clothing, money and wealth all come from God. If God is not in the process with us, what does that say about our relationship with God? The things that separate us from God become our God. Jesus encouraged people to seek treasure that would last far beyond our years on earth. Jesus showed that investing in God would pay far more dividends than investing in anything we can receive in this world. Truly, today's lesson is about God's righteousness, not ours. It is about the relationship we have with God and our neighbors. In Jesus Christ, God opens the gate of the kingdom of God. In God's righteousness, we win our salvation by the grace of God through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. No matter how much we accumulate in this world, it's nothing without the saving grace of Christ. Putting our faith in things not of this world, wealth, power, fame, pleasure, or anything that comes before God that Jesus says separates us from the Father. The Lord's Prayer is about relationships with God's righteousness. God sent Jesus to open the gate of God's righteousness so we can store up things in heaven and not on earth. We do not let the things of this world cause you to lose your relationship with God or your neighbor. look to the one who opens the gate to salvation for all God's creation, Jesus Christ, where you can store up heavenly things that will give you life. Amen. Let us pray. Extravagant God, you have promised treasure in heaven that outweighs any we could envision or imagine on earth. Help us to be grateful for the amazing gifts you have already given to us in the one who opens the gate of salvation, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.